News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Okay, we're joined now by the Minister for State at the Department of Energy, Oisin Smith. Oisin, just before we get to those talks you were at yesterday in relation to gas supply at that emergency meeting in Luxembourg, I'm curious, we were just talking about, I don't know if you heard our conversation, but those questions posed by Matt Cooper in his column today, does he use public transport, do you have the right car, do you fly too often, do you buy too many clothes, are you eating the right foods, have you invested in a renewable heating system? How many, as a Green, how many of those boxes have you ticked?
I try to tick them all, and I try to, I'm not some kind of eco priest, but I try and do the right thing, and I try and get in the habit of doing these things. Because what I find is that something like, cycling to work, at first it sounds like it's going to be hardship, and then when you get into it, it turns out it was better than your previous option. So, you know, I try and do those things, but I think that. It shouldn't be seen as some kind of new religion, I think is what Ciara was calling it, as that some kind of like the old Catholicism or like the old trying to be holy, that it should be something that people can choose to do and enjoy doing.
Okay, all right. Let's talk about those talks yesterday in Luxembourg. They broke up without agreement over long-term gas supply. Where are we at now? Can a deal be reached? There seems to be big division between France and Spain on the one side and other countries, of which Ireland is one, that don't want to see a centralised bulk buying of energy.
Oh, I'm hopeful that we're making progress. So there was a summit last week of prime ministers, and their Taoiseach was at that, and they decided that they wanted the energy ministers to have an emergency meeting in Luxembourg today, which is why I was over. And the questions were, what do we do for this winter? How do we protect people from rising energy prices? And how do we prevent this from happening again? So on the first question, like how do we keep people warm in their homes this winter? Everybody was agreed. You know, we all need to do whatever our local circumstances are, because every country is using different kinds of fuels. And we need to immediately provide money to people who are in energy poverty and make sure that particularly elderly or vulnerable people are not kept cold in their homes this winter and not disconnected, which is really important. But then where difference of opinion emerges is, how do you prevent it in future? Some countries are more focused on nuclear. Maybe they have nuclear in their country already, or they're looking at it for the future.
Is that a no-no for you, by the way?
A lot of coal.
Is nuclear still a no-no for you?
It's not on the menu of Irish policy at the moment. So nuclear energy is illegal in Ireland.
Yeah. And, oh, I know, the different times. I mean, should it be on the menu?
It's not part of our policy. And I guess what the question was should what we were discussing was, should the green bonds, should people who are investing in European green bonds, should that money go towards nuclear as well as renewables? I guess that was really what the question was. Every country can decide for itself if it wants to go that direction. But between us, we needed to agree, are we going to say that nuclear is a green source of energy, and are we going to put money into it? And there isn't a consensus in that direction. At the moment, we're focused on renewables, and we think that renewable energy is the clean and the right answer. And
why
there are other countries who...
Ireland opposed to the idea of centralised bulk buying of energy? Look, without being an expert in this area at all, to me it sounds like a good idea. You know, that we did it with the vaccines. Why aren't we doing it with energy? You know, there's power in unity. Why aren't we doing that? Why is Ireland opposed to that?
We're not opposed to bulk buying, and you know, we may even take part in that in the future. What we were opposed to was that it would be mandatory. So we want to have voluntary bulk buying if people want to get together with other countries and feel that makes sense, and particularly for their region of Europe, that could be the right thing to do. But we don't want anybody to be forced into that. We want people to be freely able to buy their energy from wherever they want to. So really, it was just a difference between
voluntary. Is there a danger we could run out of gas this winter in Europe and in Ireland? Is that a danger?
No, we don't have that supply problem. What we do have is a danger of people not being able to afford their gas bill. And really, that was, you know, people being, and then turning down their gas and then suffering from health problems.
Okay, so it's a price. It's
not that we won't have enough. It is a price issue, exactly. And in the short term, The answer to the price issue is to find the people who are vulnerable and to give them enough money so that they're not vulnerable anymore. Really, that's what a lot of the budget was about.
Was this a failing by Europe not to have anticipated these problems? I see there is some criticism of the European Commission feeling they should have headed this off at the pass. Do you share that criticism? Do you agree with that criticism?
I think that this has happened so many times before, where there's been a spike in energy prices, either oil prices or gas prices, usually both together. And you can think back, this has been going back since the 70s. And frequently then the ministers meet and go, oh, what do we do? What do we do? It's part of fossil fuels, is that they just spike up and down. Like, the price of diesel is up 30 cents this year already. So, you know, it's a very volatile thing to depend on.
Yeah.
And it just comes with this problem. We no country can control the international
price. So what reassurance can you give to listeners?
And we are dependent.
Minister, what reassurance can you give to listeners this morning about their gas bills, about their heating bills this winter?
Yeah. Well, what I want to say to people, I want to reassure people that nobody is going to be disconnected from their gas or their electricity this winter if you engage with your supplier. So if you talk to your gas, your electricity company, they've all guaranteed that just talking to them is enough not to be disconnected from your gas, your electricity. That's the first thing. Nobody should be disconnected. The second thing is that we have greatly increased payments for fuel allowance, for pension, living alone allowance, for people who we expect would be vulnerable to fuel prices. And lastly, we put another $200 million into retrofitting homes so that you don't have to heat your home so much in the future. So
all right.
Those are the three areas we're targeting.
Just before you go, you kind of sidestepped my question a little bit on nuclear power. Mm-hmm. You said you hadn't reached agreement in Europe, but I'm curious personally, you're a Green. And your Green credentials are impeccable. Is it time for the Greens and people like you to start thinking, well, maybe nuclear actually just could be a way of solving our energy needs? Because obviously the zero emissions is the big attraction about it. Is it something you would consider? Is it something you're coming around to?
I'm completely open to nuclear, but there are three problems to solve. One is, what do you do with nuclear waste? The second one is, who pays when there's a meltdown and you lose one of your provinces of your country? And then lastly, who pays for the decommissioning, which comes to many billions as well? So, you know, if those three massive problems could be solved, you know, that'd be very, very interesting.
Okay, that sounds like a no to me. Is that a no?
It's no, but I'm not closed my mind to it or anything. It's just that we have three huge, huge problems with nuclear, and it's so much cheaper to do renewables now. Every year, nuclear gets more expensive. Every year, solar and gas and other renewables get cheaper, and battery power. So that's the direction that the world is going.
Oisín Smith, Minister for State at the Department of Energy. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.